Hi there. I'm Matt and this is the story of the greatest 24 hours of my life, so far, that happened a couple years ago in college. And NBSP. Part 1, Lisa's visit. And NBSP. Lisa stands at 5 feet 5 inches, 100 pounds, thin frame, small perky tits, and a perfectly round, plump ass. She has smooth suntan skin, long silky brown hair, and ocean blue eyes. I met Lisa over a summer internship that quickly ignited into a friends with benefits situation. We both knew our fun would end at the end of summer when we left for our respective universities. Luckily, we kept in touch and she was able to visit one weekend. And NBSP. I woke up early on a Saturday to clean my room and shower before Lisa came over. Her timing for this visit couldn't have come at a worse time. At the time I was getting close to a classmate named Alexis, who texted me asking to study with her and hinted at having some naughty fun in the showers before going to a party later that night. While I got lost in a daydream imagining her shower idea, I heard a car pull into the driveway. I quickly messaged Alexis back saying I had stuff to do, but I would meet her at the party later. With that I set my phone down and ran out to greet Lisa as she stepped out of her car. She was as gorgeous as ever in her favorite floral yellow sundress which showed off her long, toned legs. Right away she leapt into my arms, legs wrapped around my waist, arms around my neck for a tight squeeze. I didn't need to hold her up at all with her death grip on me, but I elected to give her a playful squeeze on her butt. And NBSP. Once we got to my room, I sat on the edge of the bed and Lisa immediately wrapped her legs around my waist and gave a quick kiss on the lips. With a sly smile and a raised eyebrow I asked, "Oh, we're going straight to that? You usually like teasing me a little beforehand." She leaned down to give me a deep, longing kiss that screamed "Take me now." Needing no more hints, I pulled her body into mine and kissed back passionately. I grabbed the bottom of her dress to pull it up over her head, while my eyes savored every inch of her naked body. Everything about her was simply breathtaking. My mouth instinctively went straight for her nipple, suckling it while my left hand clutched her left breast and right hand slid down her back to grab the most perfect ass. When I pulled her closer into me, Lisa let out an audible moan that drove my mind and cock into a frenzy and in turn my mouth and hands tried to kiss, suck, grab all of her at once. She started grinding her hips into me and felt my hard cock rubbing against her wet pussy through my shorts. "You have no idea how long I have been waiting for this," again she voiced loudly. In a flash I took my shorts off and positioned my cock back under her pussy. She was wetter than I thought, her juices instantly covered my shaft. Lisa went back to grinding her hips so that her pussy slid up and down the shaft of my cock, inching closer and closer the head, while our lips and tongues were engulfed in each other. And NBSP. At that point I was in ecstasy with a primal urge on the verge of breaking out of me. The need to enter her, to take her, to pound her until I was satisfied was overtaking my ecstatic bliss. My hips seemingly moved on their own, thrusting up every time Lisa's pussy was near the head of my now aching cock. She knew what I wanted and enjoyed teasing me as usual. With both hands, I grabbed her ass and pulled it as far up my body as I could then pushed it down trying to hit the mark. On the second attempt, the head of my cock found her entrance and I squirmed to push deeper. Lisa was able to thwart my attempts and said with a smile, "You're going to have to work harder than that." Tired of her teasing, my right hand moved up from her ass to her head and grabbed a handful of hair from the base of her neck. With a slight pull downwards, making her face look towards the ceiling, I said, "I want you. Now." As I said the word "now," my left hand pushed her waist down while my hips thrusted up to meet hers. My cock drove deep into her, every inch disappearing into her drenched, warm pussy. We both let out loud moans, arching our heads and backs in pure euphoria. Lisa grabbed my face with both hands, stared straight into my eyes, and begged, "Fuck me, Matt." And NBSP. Lisa's words pushed my primal urge over the edge. I quickly stood up, turned, and laid her on the edge of the bed. I start with long, deep strokes while I watch her face from above. With every stroke her mouth opens wider, her moans get louder, while her eyes stayed fixed on mine. I felt the point of no return approaching quickly. There was no way either of us could slow down at that point. I put one hand on her clit and started rubbing in circles, slowly picking up the pace. As soon as Lisa started moaning, "Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh," I couldn't hold on anymore. My cock exploded deep in her while my hand kept going at her clit until she reached her climax. I stayed inside her while we caught our breaths and gave little kisses around her face and lips. And NBSP. Stay tuned for part 2 and more.